founder of Michael Bloomberg-funded gun control group, claims NRA exploits tragedy for money. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 19, 2018. Shannon Watts claims the NRA exploited the Sandy Hook Elementary School attack to enrich itself and sell guns. Watts launched Moms Demand Action in response to the Sandy Hook attack and eventually able to partner with Michael Bloomberg, who now backs her group financially. Watts supported Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, post-Sandy Hook gun control effort, according to ABC News. And she was vocal in her opposition to arming teachers as a means of preventing a Sandy Hook-style attack from reoccurring. Despite these things, she is now pointing fingers at the NRA, claiming they are the ones who exploited the attack. She tweeted, "The NRA was able to exploit the Sandy Hook school shooting to sell guns and increase its own annual budget by $100 million. In an effort to bolster her claim, she linked to a Forbes story on gun sales which did not say anything about the amount of money the NRA receives annually, but which did contain a link to a study that mentioned the NRA. On the other hand, Michael Bloomberg pledged to spend $100 million during the midterm election cycle, and millions upon millions of which moved through every town for gun safety," the sister gun control group of Moms Demand Action. Moreover, the New York Times reported that gun control groups eclipsed the NRA in midterm election spending. Watts did not reveal how much money she had made via her gun control group's partnership with Bloomberg. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsRadio. Reach him directly at @HawkinsBreitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.